Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Bill Clarahan, an area farmer whose cow Eclipse had triplets on Friday. First, how are the cows doing today?
Doing well. They were up and sucking this morning. We've been giving them a little bit of extra milk every night and morning, but all of them seem to be up, and Mama's real happy with them and taking good care of them.
And when I spoke to you the other day, the day that they were born, you said that this is your favorite cow?
Yeah. This is my daughter's show heifer. She's 7 years old now. We bought her as a heifer for my daughter to show at the Washington Fair, and she's just always been real calm, sweet, loving cow, and my wife started calling her the tank this winter because she was getting so big, and I told her a couple weeks ago, I said, I think she's going to have twins, and she goes, nah, you say that every year. And so, she didn't have twins, she had triplets anyway, so.
And is she taking care of all three?
Yeah, right now she is, and we'll leave all three of them on there, but we're just going to start bottle feeding them right now a couple of times a day and probably get them started on some dry feed here. And we'll just keep her locked up close, and there are calves already. Just when we walk out there, they're jumping up looking for the bottle, so they're already well-trained anyway.
And are all of the calves female?
Yeah, they're all free heifers. I did a little bit of reading this weekend, and it's really rare for cows to have triplets, but it's really rare for beef cows to have triplets. Dairy cattle are more likely to have triplets, and it's really rare to have all three heifers. The odds go way up, and Michigan State and Illinois both have studies out, but they're 10, 12 years old showing the odds, and it's like 400,000 to one odds, and so it's quite interesting that they all three ended up being heifers.
I spoke with Nancy Adrian, the county director for Extension, and she said that this isn't the first time in recent history for Washington County to have triplets. She called it utterly amazing.
Well, I can understand that. Nancy's quite a good neighbor anyway. Sure, she'll be coming over one of these days and taking a look anyway. So, yeah, no, we plan on probably keeping them all, and hopefully they turn out to be good heifers, and we'll just keep them in the herd. They were up and going this morning all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, so I think we're on the downhill slide of making sure everybody's in good shape anyway, and they'll get pampered, I'm sure, in the next 2-3 weeks pretty well.
And can you walk us through last Friday? What was it like to find out that there were, in fact, triplets?
Well, it's the interesting part. My wife had rotator cuff surgery here just a week ago, and she always just walks out every morning and checks them. And she said she looked out the window, and she saw Eclipse up by the feed bunk, and she goes, good, I think Eclipse had her calf. And then she said, I looked again. She said, I thought I seen something else. She said, maybe it was a clump of dirt. She said she went out there, and she said there was three of them. And then she calls me on the phone, and she goes, how soon can you be home? I'm like, why? And she goes, Eclipse had triplets. And I'm like, you kidding me? And she goes, no, I guess that's maybe why she was so big. And I said, yeah. And so she ended up waking. Her sister was up from Kansas City. She went in the house and woke her up, called her aunt and uncle and her mom, and they all come over and got them all in the barn for me by the time I got home. And then we went to the vet clinic and got some colostrum and gave the calves some colostrum to make sure they were up and going. And Mom Eclipse has just been taking care of them ever since.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing your story, Bill.
Well, appreciate it. And it's kind of exciting on our farm anyway.
You don't hear about this very often.
No, my family's been in the cattle business forever. My grandpa and my dad and my brother and nephews. And we've had twins before, but no triplets. And I called my brother Denny first thing after my wife called. I asked, I said, what do I do? And he said, well, I suppose give him some colostrum and good luck. So, so far it's turned out pretty good.
Yeah, this is great. Do you think you'll have them at the fair this year?
Well, all my kids have grown up and married, and my grandson's only a year and a half, or else I wished he would. So I guess they'll have to stay at home, and maybe some year Gatlin, my grandson, will have one of them at the county fair, hopefully, or some of the offspring.
That's been today's Washington Page with area farmer Bill Clarahan, whose cow Eclipse had triplets on Friday. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News. Find a photo of the cow and triplets at kciiradio.com.